I'm a resident of the Sunland area, and this is Ms. On behalf of the Historical Society, Mrs. Miller, we want to thank you for taking a few minutes to speak with us today. I don't know how many people have said to us that there's one person you've got to talk to, and that's Ruby Miller, and I lost track of all the people that said that, so we made a date with Jim and had to cancel once, unfortunately, when I had going to the hospital with a bit of a back problem, but finally we made it. So I guess where we'll start, perhaps you could tell us when you were born and where you were born.
I was born on January 27, 1891. I was born in the little house in Sunderland where I lived most of my life. North of the bank. I lived there for 26 years and I was married. I went to Valentine. And I lived there for 35 years and came back to the same house where I was born in.
Right.
And that's where I lived until I came up here.
And what was your maiden name, Mrs. Moore?
Ruby J. Hawks.
Hawks.
I had one brother, Leslie.
He was a station agent at the railway station?
He was a station agent. All the time. An operator.
Right.
And he was at various jobs and various on the railroad. He's always on the railroad at various different things. He's always amazing.
Right. Can you tell us a little bit about growing up in Sunderland as a child?
How do you mean?
Well, do you remember some of the things you used to do and friends you used to play with when you were a child in Sunderland?
Oh, yes, I had loads of friends. And the ones I was most familiar with were the Frank Noble family. And they lived up in a little house where Mrs. Sheldon's house was.
Right
behind the bank. And Margaret Edgar and Earl were born there. And then they built a house right next to us up there in the north.
Oh, yeah.
So we lived side by side all our lives. And Margaret was born. I was born on the 27th of January. Margaret was born on the 7th of February, as all the business was. And they grew up together.
Right.
And they had a bunch of their house when I was alone. I lived there half the time. And by the way, the Toronto and Florence and I became friends. And we were lifetime friends. Was our own neighbor.
One of
the younger ones, the older ones.
Is your granddad.
Oh, is that right?
Which one went hunting with John L. Gordon? Earl or the other? Which one of the Dover boys went with John L. to hunt?
Oh, Edgar.
Did you go to school in Sunderland?
Yes, the school was up the front seat there with that. The ground supper was where the Bakers live now. Gene Baker.
Oh, is that right? There was a school there.
It was Gene Baker in the house next. When the school, when they built the what we call the new school.
I called the old school when I went to school. We used to call that the old school when I went to school.
when they built that, Neil McFadden and Sandy McFadden bought the property, and they each built a house.
What kind of a school was that? Was it a one-room school?
Oh, three rooms.
Three rooms, was it?
First, there was two rooms. A main room that came out, walked around, and the first room run out from it.
Mm-hmm.
And after some years, they built another on the other side, and it was three rooms.
Mm-hmm. So that would have been right across the street from the Anglican Church. I guess the Anglican Church would have been there then, was it?
Oh, not across the street.
No, it wasn't there at that time?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
the Anglican Church was there, and it was built in 74.
Yeah. A little street, you know. Maybe that little street wasn't even there.
Yes, it was.
Was it there?
That was just a laneway.
Yeah.
There was just one house back there.
Yeah.
And that Richard Hudson had a lumber yard back there. There was a house on one side and the barn on the other.
Mm-hmm.
A little street.
And who was that that had the lumber yard?
Richard Hudson.
Hudson.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. And
So I guess all of the children that went to school at that time, then that would have included from grade one right up to
to the entrance labs.
Right. Right.
And they had what they called the fifth class, something like a continuation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or there was at one time it was you went last time to school. You take your entrance and then you're what they call junior leaping.
Mm-hmm. So where would most of the kids go that decided to continue on with their schooling then after they got there?
And I taught my entrance in Dennington.
Mm-hmm.
And McBride was inspector then.
Is that right? Do you remember any of the teachers from the Sunderland School?
Yes, I went to Nellie Huxtable was the first teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was Mrs. Nix. She was from Uxbridge.
Mm-hmm.
And she married Wes Doble.
Mm-hmm.
That was Wes. I don't know what Doble belonged to, but
a different Wes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a butcher in Sunderland.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Nellie Elton, and I went to I forget her name. It was another teacher I went to there. And I was with all of them.
Mm-hmm. You remember quite a few of them anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you remember many of your classmates that you went to school with?
There was Ruth McFadden and Mary Gelton and Vera Williams and Lisa Shire. Stewart is Will Stewart and Charlie Snooks and And the libraries, they came to Sunderland when we were the first group, and it was Will and Frank, and they were great big fellows when they taught at college. And Will and Frank, and Horace, and Charlie, and Tom.
What did people do for entertainment back in those days in Sunderland? Can you remember what some of the different things that people did?
Well, they didn't go to shows like they do now.
No.
They did visiting.
Right.
And the old ladies, the grandmas, they were a white apron, and they always lived in with the family. They didn't go away to a nursing home like we didn't have a nursing home then. And the grandma she sat in a rocking chair and minded the babies and mended the socks. And how different about to be now.
Mm-hmm.
He used to have shows though up in the hall, didn't it?
Oh yeah, well, yes. We when they built the hall, and the hall was built in 1970. And when they built that, they had a dramatic society.
Did they?
The boys formed one and the girls formed another. And they put on shows of East Lynn and Charlie's Aunt. And those are two I remember.
So everybody had come to town to
watch the show at Christmas time. We used to skate in the old arena, the old Eddie Cultural Hall. And they called it the washtub. It's small, but we had a lot of fun in there.
Yes.
And at the United Church, well, was the Methodist Church there.
Right.
They always put on a cantata for Christmas night.
Right.
And everybody went.
Yeah.
We wouldn't miss the certain event.
Right.
And they put on some wonderful entertainment.
Mm-hmm. So can you remember when the town hall was opened then?
Oh yes.
Can you?
Uh-huh.
Was that a pretty big event for the town?
Well, yes. But I just forget what. They had dignitaries there speaking that. And the church was built at the same time.
Right.
And I can remember the hotel, the Bosch House was built.
Yeah.
I can remember when the old hotel was an old hotel there. And where the bank is, Tina had a machine shop. And then there was another, these were just little narrow buildings. There was another one beside it, and it was another. And then there was Blacksmith shop. Warren's, Mr. Tom Warren, from the Blacksmith shop. And then the Liberty Barn. And the Liberty Barn was right under the street. It covered that place where Hazel Robertson
is.
The downtown pump was there. Everybody needed to get there for water. And there was a fire in the Keaton place, and it burnt right down to the Liberty Barn and the old hotel. I was in about eight or nine.
Is that right?
And the Bosch House was built as a hotel, and it was Hamilton was the first first hotel keeper there. He married the story. And his father ran a hotel in Beaverton. Mm-hmm. And he came down. And that was opened in 1900. And the bank wasn't built until 1904. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember who would have built that hotel? Did one of the railway companies build it, maybe? Or was it private? Oh, is that right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, I don't know whether he did it on his own or whether it was on the union. I don't know that.
Yeah.
But he owned it for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And the hotel took in that whole square back to Crozier's
house, yeah.
Right to that corner, and up to where Ralph was, and right out to the loop of the old post office.
Right.
And the old square was.
And all the hotel.
There was a barn there, and a shed, and at the back of that barn, it was about halfway back. It was an arch, a garden, a big garden, and a few apple trees.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about that later in life, and we owned that for a while.
Mm-hmm.
He ran a market garden there.
And what did your father do for a living?
Well, he was a day laborer for years,
mm-hmm.
and he learned a trade as a carpenter, and he worked as a fisherman. And he built a little greenhouse and raised plants and grew a garden.
Oh,
so true.
Mm-hmm. Did they have the greenhouse in behind your house, or where was it?
Right where the pump is now.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I guess in those early years, everybody got around by horsepower.
Oh, horse and buggy, yes. Yes. I think the train, I don't know if I'm right or not, but I think the train came to in 1891. Johnny B. Donald was Prime Minister. Yeah, Prime Minister of Canada. And Cannington wanted the junction.
Mm-hmm.
Some didn't want the junction, but they put it in Blackwater.
Oh, yeah.
And at that time we had, as you say, we used the horse and buggy. We had a lively barn. And two hotels, and
they wouldn't sell whiskey in there, would they?
Sure. Sure, they sold anything, everything in there. And there was two license shops, and two tailor shops, and about three dressmaking shops.
And then these would all be on the main street.
Well, the two hotels were on the main street. One was the Rock House, and the other was the Medicine House.
Right, yeah, that which is up for Will's story.
Yes.
And what year would that be approximately? Remember roughly what year that would be that you're describing with all the stores and that?
Oh, that would be as long as I can remember.
So this would be in your childhood days, I guess, let's see.
Yeah. Yes. We had four general stores. There was one down, where my hole is.
Mm-hmm.
There was one there, and that was run by Calhoun's, and hers from a little piece of the child. And hers lived over.
So that would have been to the north, I guess, the feed store, would it? Where the service station is now?
The little feed store is right next to the Masonic Temple.
That oh, so it's the, right in between, in that little space in between.
The Masonic Temple was the Presbyterian Church.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then there was this feed store, and then the Calhoun's. And that's where there was a lot. The big lot right on the corner that belonged to him. And it was up at there was a bank right in the first store business here. There was a bank, and it wasn't a chartered bank. It was a
private bank.
I forget what the phone is. But Jimmy Valentine and Mr. Yerkes.
And then where was that located again? Was that part of the McDermott block? Or?
Yes, yeah. Right on the first corner.
Right
in the first corner. Well, the next place. Oh, I don't know. They had a dressing shop at one time, and on the corner, on this corner, was the post office.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Welch was postmaster, and he just walked along. And Mrs. Richard Purvis. She was the post office clerk. And then there was the next was the drugstore, Mr. Mogul on it. And the next was a little furniture place and I'm forgetting the names. Mr. Kittle run it, and he was undertaker.
Uh-huh.
And then there was the last store down that avenue was a shoe store, and El Wilson on it.
So there were a lot of businesses in town at that time.
Yes, there was. And then there was a tailor store.
Yeah.
It was a general store. And a general store was a grocery store, a dry goods. They had groceries and dry goods and hardware. And Cornelia Lee Benson.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't have to travel to Lindsay or any place to buy anything.
And we had
get it all in Sunderland.
It was at the store next to the hardware now, the Home Hardware.
Okay.
That was the general store. And as far back as I remember, Neil had been on it. And the next was Mr. Charter, Mr. Bob Charter. I can't remember before him, but he had the furniture, and he was the undertaker. And then there was Mr. Harris, a little shoe store next to him. And I don't know when I was very small, I don't know what was next to it, but that's where Wes Miller had a store there. Before that, Mount Oliver's. They were bakers. Mm-hmm. They were, those two big shops. Mm-hmm. Mount Oliver, he lived down the hill. The first corner down is a house there, and the next one was a big shop.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all around that. And Mr. Thompson on the other one,
mm-hmm.
up the old place.
Is that Baker Thompson?
I've heard
he was
a teacher at the Sunday school. He was a teacher at Sunday school for years.
Yeah. He was short and fat, and he just always reminded me of Santa Claus. He was short and fat and always reminded me of Santa Claus.
Yes. And Dan Magdar had up the other side of the medicine house. Oh, there was right next to the hotel run right up to Charlie Thompson's. You know, that was at one time that building was there, and the sheds on this way, and there's a little driveway down the St. Charlie's.
Yeah.
And the next building man there was a dressmaker shop and a miller shop. And it's dwellings.
I remember when Jenny Baker lived there.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
And Campos
was
there.
Yes. And on the other side, where the funeral parlor is now, that was grocery store, and Uncle Wes Miller had feet. He had two feet, so old feet. And the next, when I was a small child, the next place was a hardware store in Sloan by Thompson. And the next building was where the Legion is.
Mm-hmm.
It was a dwelling.
I remember the old house it used to be.
Oh, right, where you went in those steps. That was Jardine's lived there, and the doctor. Dr. Jardine had his office there.
Mm-hmm.
And the next place was an insurance fellow on that. And where Cal Humphrey had his shop,
mm-hmm.
that building was there.
Oh.
That was the driveway in to the back to this house.
Mm-hmm.
And the store corner was, there was four places. There was a dry goods store, and then you went upstairs, and then there was a grocery store. Will Hall and Marsh were on that, and Will on the dry goods and Marsh on the groceries. And then the next.
It's still
John, And the last one, Mr. Walsh lived there, and he was the clerk of the township for a good many years.
But he'd be right across from the town hall then, was he?
Well, yes, right. But down the front street, just down the stairs. And there was at that time, the street was way down, and he went up about 4 or 5 steps. And in front of the store, there was a platform.
Mm-hmm.
And he walked in, and he could walk all that platform to any of those places. And then the town hall, the old town hall, is where the press room is. And then that's all. There was a machine shop, a church shop there, and the building, it was the